Good afternoon, everyone. Matt Skinner here with the Graddick Sports Update. Hope everyone is doing well out there. Today we have the opportunity to be joined by Stacy Jones, the father to former Carrollton Trojan Jonathan Jones and current New England Patriots cornerback. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing fine, thank you. And how about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm doing really well. It's not as snowy as everybody was saying it was going to be today, was it?
No, not quite.
And as a matter of fact, it turned out to be a very beautiful day. And unfortunately, everybody got to be furloughed today a little bit.
Yep.
So let's get right down to business, as I know y'all are getting ready for an exciting week and weekend. And I know last night from experience just being there for the opening night and media night, it was crazy. I mean, there was over 2,000 media people there, about 10,000 fans, all to see these players. And it was such a pleasure to be able to sit down and talk, or I guess not really sit, but stand up and talk with Jonathan and just him kind of describe the feeling. What's it like for y'all to see him at this stage kind of every year? I mean, it seems like every year he's in a big time stage.
Well, Jonathan has been a winner pretty much all his life. He was a kid that thrived and knew what he wanted, you know what I mean? So he pursued every goal that he tried to achieve, and just him being able to go out and be a undrafted free agent with the New England Patriots and make the 53-man roster, it was truly a blessing. And, you know, I think all his hard work and dedication have really paid off for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said hard work and dedication, because you cannot just snap your fingers and suddenly be on the 53-man roster for the most recognized sports franchise in America right now. Say, hey, I'm going to go and play for him. You got to earn your way. And he has definitely done that. And talk a little bit about, as a kid, I mean, when did you actually see he had the ability to be this kind of player?
Well, he came to myself and his mother at the age of 4. And asked us, could he play football? And at the age of 4, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know anywhere you can play any football. And my two nephews, they had a program down in Rootville, Georgia, and they played on the little rec league team down there. And they asked Brett Hall, I think it was his name down there, could he come and play, you know, flag? And he was like, sure, we're just pulling flags. Tell him to come on. So, you know, he's been at it ever since he was 4 years old, you know, and he hadn't missed a fall yet. So, yeah, it's been a ride.
And talk about track, too, because I know track has played a big part in Jonathan's career as well. Obviously a 3-time state champion himself and probably one of the fastest people I've ever seen run, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's, like I said, a kid that everywhere he went seemed like he was running. I think Coach Larry Turner over at the Carrollton Recreation Department kind of recruited him and saw that he was a kid that, you know, had some potential. And he started out running track and field when he was 8 years old. And he did that throughout his high school career. And like you said earlier, to be on, you know, 3 state track championship teams, to kind of be one of the front runners, you know, for the team, the leader, he's always had, you know, that attribute. So we'll definitely... Track has really played a big part in his success, I think.
And growing up, I mean, Jonathan, in this Carrollton community, what does it mean for him to be able to come back home and play in front of his hometown crowd?
You know, it was a blessing in disguise, I think. You know, we was definitely rooting for that. Always said we'd love to see him come back home and play in a Super Bowl here in Atlanta. And I guess the gods just watching over us and, you know, looking out for us. And this year just happened to be the year that they had the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and New England just happened to be in it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Can you recall maybe an obstacle Jonathan had to overcome during his career to get to where he is today?
Well, you know, Jonathan have had several, you know, hurdles, literally and physically, that he's had to overcome. You know, he's had a few surgeries, and so that's, you know, kind of a setback for him. But he persevered through those, and the work and dedication that he put in to get back, it paid off for him. So he's had some adversities, but like we've always told him, it's not how things happen, but it's how you persevere and go through them.
Do you like to stay out of Jonathan's way after games, or do you like to go up to him and give him advice or critique him about different things that you might have saw throughout the game?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm kind of one of his worst critics, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's an adult, and what he does it for a living. So it's his job. And I think he pretty much knows, you know, his job. So,
right.
You know, I kind of try to stay out his way and let him do what he do.
I personally think, and I've been able to watch Jonathan a lot, got obviously a big SEC fan, so I saw him play at Auburn. I think personally, last week's game, he completely shut down Tyreek Hill. I personally think that was one of his best games of all time. Where would you put last week's game in comparison to games that he's played before?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, when you go out and you pretty much shut down the fastest guy in football at this moment, I think that speaks volume within itself.
I thought it was kind of frustrating. The national media, that was kind of the main question coming in. Who's going to stop Tyreek Hill? And I said, I know the exact person to stop Tyreek Hill. And I know a guy that can run a 4-2 on the other side just as well as Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and I think Coach Belichick, he has a system in New England. And watching him over the years, I've watched him system-wise. He's going to put whoever he needs to put on the field and get the job done at that particular time.
You talk about Bill Belichick. How awesome is it to see Jonathan play for such a great coach? And you might as well just throw in Tom Brady as well. I mean, probably the most decorated athlete of our lifetime watching now. How awesome is that to see him play with those guys?
Well, like I said, I think he's a Belichick type of kid. You know what
I
mean?
Absolutely. Undrafted free agent, homegrown. I mean,
yeah. So I think he just fit well, you know, right in with them. And being able to play with a guy like Tom Brady, I had a lot of people, you know, ask questions about Tom. Tom's a real good guy, you know. A lot of people think Tom's arrogant, but no, he's not. He's a real good guy when you get to know him.
And I think something that has also helped Jonathan, and you can attest to this as well, if you look at their roster, you've got the McCourtney twins that are on the team. You got Patrick Chung. I mean, he's the youngest guy in that secondary. He's been playing for 3 years. So, I mean, he's looking up to 11, 10-year, 9-year vets. I mean, so that's got to help Jonathan also.
Yeah, it's good to have guys, you know, that have gone before you and kind of been through, you know, the process. And you can look to lean on them, you know, for advice and help. And him being in Boston, you know, basically a long way from home, and having those relationships with those guys have, you know, really helped him become a better young man being away from home.
Tomorrow, is it? They're doing a big thing for Jonathan. Have you heard about that down at the AMP?
Yeah, they're trying to put together a media type like day for Jonathan there at the amphitheater. And would greatly appreciate it if those you know him come out and support him. And just show him some love and let him know that Carrollton do really appreciate, you know, how he's represented Carrollton.
This past year obviously was a big year for Jonathan as he was inducted to the Carrollton Hall of Fame. What does this mean for you all, for Jonathan to be recognized by all the people in the community of Carrollton?
Well, you know, it's a good thing to see. I mean, when a kid put in the work that he's put in, I think it's great when a city can recognize him and try to show love, kind of, so to speak, give back to him. And Jonathan is one of those kids that we try to instill in him as well, try to give back to what gave to you. And that's kind of how we reared him. And he's done that, you know, and I know he looks forward, you know, to doing other things with the young kids in the community as time go on.
Finally, what's it going to take for Jonathan and the Patriots to win on Sunday night?
Defense, defense, defense. Because Tom going to do what Tom does.
It's going to be a fun game. We're looking forward to watching former Carrollton Trojan, Auburn Tiger, and now corner for the New England Patriots, Jonathan Jones. Mr. Stacy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening right here on our Graddick Sports Network.